This particular one is really geared to teachers, and it provides just a basic understanding about mental health.
Glenn Liebman is CEO of the state's Mental Health Association. This new online training program is called Supporting the Mental Health and Wellness of Students. It's designed to deepen the understanding of this critical topic. It includes learning how mental health troubles impact youth development and learning what signs, symptoms, and risk factors educators should look for.
The percentage of students who have an increased level of anxiety and depression, it just is skyrocketing. I can't say that a day goes by where we're not hearing some stories about some school where, you know, something is happening along those lines. I'm sure it happens all the time, all too frequently.
The online training works to enhance the state's recent law that now requires all schools to teach some form of mental health to students. Since implemented last fall, more than 50% of the state's public schools have accessed its resource center.
People have been really incredibly positive about this. They recognize the need.
Liebman noted there has been no pushback in enforcing a curriculum. He says schools have been working hard to embrace the new teachings and even offers a letter grade.
If it were pass-fail, it would definitely be a pass. But I would say it'd be an A at this point because they're really embracing this.
The state's Mental Health Association is pushing to secure $1 million in funding for the school mental health center in the upcoming state budget. In Buffalo, I'm Eileen Buckley for WXXI News.